This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes and to spend those 5 minutes in a consideration of the great growth of atheism in the world. My friends, within the past 25 or 30 years, atheism has grown tremendously throughout the world, and basically it has done so because of the silence of men who believe in God and the Bible and the Lord Jesus Christ. It is high time, it is long past time, that we who call upon the name of God, who recognize Him as the one true living God, and the Bible is His Word, and Jesus Christ as His Son, to rise up and be counted, to rise up and be heard. For the case of atheism is weak. It is tremendously weak. It is patently false, and we can show it to be so. But the young people of this nation and of nations around the world are being swept into atheism and against God, simply because they are not hearing any side other than the atheistic side. They are being taught even in our public schools and our public universities and colleges that atheism has been scientifically established, that they simply know that man has evolved. This is simply not the case, and it cannot be proved by anyone now living or by anyone who ever lived upon this earth. There are certain things that must be in the case if the atheist is to prove his case, which he cannot do. There are a number of other matters, in addition to what we've already talked about, which the atheist must know before he can know that God does not exist, but we have already spent a great deal of time upon this, and I simply cannot spend more. After all, there is no real need to do so, since even one of the foregoing 7 items which I have discussed is sufficient to prove the point that we are making. The atheist cannot prove his own basic proposition. He cannot know that God does not exist because there are certain things that he must know before he can know that. But in addition to this, there is still more evidence of a different sort which constitutes proof that the atheist cannot establish his case. Now let's look at some of that evidence. In the second place, that is the second main division of our study, to adequately deal with atheists, Christians must show that the case for atheism is self-contradictory and thus false. Even atheists admit the truth that any doctrine or teaching which entails contradiction, self-contradiction, is a false one. Thus, if it can be shown that atheism itself involves a self-contradiction, then atheists should admit that atheism is false. Now, to set this into a precise logical argument, so that one can see it very easily, the matter looks like this. The first premise is, if atheism involves self-contradiction, then atheism is false. The second premise is, atheism does involve a logical contradiction. That is, it contradicts itself. And third, the conclusion, therefore, atheism is false. Since every doctrine which involves self-contradiction is itself false, it is obvious that the first premise is true. Therefore, if the second premise can be shown to be true, then the conclusion, atheism is false, must be true also. And so I will now show that atheism involves not merely one, but a number of logical contradictions. Each of these will involve both explicit and implicit propositions. First of all, the atheist affirms that he knows, proposition number one, men can have no knowledge except from empirical experience. And yet, now notice carefully, since he, that is the atheist, cannot learn or come to knowledge of proposition number one by empirical experience, there is no sensation or combination of sensations which teach that proposition. By implication, he also affirms proposition two, namely, it is false to say that men can have no knowledge except from empirical experience or by physical observation. Now notice carefully that proposition number two is the contradictory of the first proposition, and therefore the atheist affirms both of them. And since he affirms both of them, he affirms a logical contradiction. And so atheism is false because it involves the affirmation of a logical contradiction. But our time is gone for today. I hope you'll be with us tomorrow when we continue our study of showing that atheism involves logical contradictions.